Now, children's programs continue with Doctor Who.
And in case you missed the last 22 series, here's a brief summary. William Hartnell has died. Most of the action still takes place in 30 miles of cardboard tunnel. The baddies still talk in Eastern European accents, and all the space monsters still look like men in scuba diving gear. Except for the Daleks, which had two bits sticking out of the front. One was an extendable plunger for unblocking sinks and drains. And the other was a powerful nuclear ray gun which could destroy anything in its way, like a particularly stubborn drain. The Daleks were vehicles for the most advanced brains in the universe. Strange to think, then, that they were completely overcome by Tom Baker throwing his old overcoat over them. The Vords. Anybody remember the Vords? Well, they are now running a small but successful kebab house in Radlett.
The amazing Doctor Who. At the moment, he's battling with the Ice Warriors, and in the past, he's faced opponents like the Yeti, the Fungoids, the Rills, and the terrible Cybermen. So far, Doctor Who's always managed to win, but I think without doubt that his most deadly enemies of all are the Daleks.
Orders received! Exterminate all humans!
Exterminate all humans!
Exterminate! Annihilate! Destroy! Daleks conquer and destroy! Daleks conquer and destroy! Daleks conquer and destroy!
So it was the Daleks who gave us the idea for our next competition. And here is what we want you to do. We want you to design a monster that's tough enough to beat the Daleks. It can be any shape or size you want.